This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, July 1st, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the USDA's Crop Condition and Progress Report today showed another decline in corn condition while soybean condition remained steady. USDA said 67% of corn acres rated good to excellent. That's compared to last week's 69% and last year's figure of 51% for this date. Soybean condition remained at 67% good to excellent. That's 17 points better than a year ago. 11% of the corn crop silking as of Sunday compared to the 6% average. 20% of the soybean crop blooming, the same as last year, 5 points better than the 5-year average. Kansas First District Representative Tracy Mann is this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers. Mann says farmers in the Big First and across the country cannot continue to wait for a farm bill.
Well, I've been very frustrated with the process. We've got to give our producers, not just in the First District of Kansas, but around the country, some certainty as our current farm bill expires September 30th. I was really pleased to see the bill they were able to pass out of the House. It was a fiscally responsible, fiscally conservative farm bill that maximizes the return on taxpayer dollars in the bill. A lot of good things. A lot of my priorities were included, which I was pleased to see.
Mann wants more funds to promote U.S. export sales.
To me, again, it's all about return on investment for taxpayer dollars. Let's make sure that the dollars we're spending, we're getting a really high return on investment. A great example of that is I've led the charge on trying to double dollars we're spending to increase trade. For instance, like MAP, Market Access Program, or FMD, Foreign Market Development. USDA tells us that for every $1 we spend there, we get $24 back.
Mann says he wants to keep U.S. commodities in the mix for helping the hungry around the world.
The concept being, let's send American-grown commodities overseas in bags to feed hungry people that need it. And that's not the entirety of our food aid, but certainly it ought to be a big part of it. And remember, when we do that, we are sending bags of food. It has a flag on that bag, and it's stamped a free gift to the American people, which is great for the farmer. It's great for the shipper, great for the hungry people that receive that food, great for America's brand around the world, something we should do more of, which is why my bill makes sure that we are sending commodities, not just money, overseas.
The Kansas legislator is proposing a law that would ensure U.S. commodities are used in the Food for Peace program.
I authored this legislation called American Farmer Feeds the World, and basically it ensures that at least 50% of what the aid we're sending is in commodities, not just money. A problem we have when it's just money as well is that, you know, money can end up in other places. It's hard to trace. When it's commodities, one, we know it's American grown, it's good for the producer, and two, we actually know that food is getting to hungry people. And that goes all over the world. That goes to Africa, other countries. You know, ideally these programs are going to places and to people that aren't able to grow their own calories, which is why we got to send in food.
Mann also speaks to CRP rental rates being proposed to the House GOP Farm Bill. Newsmakers is available this week at www.agripulse.com. The dairy industry is in the process of digesting the USDA's proposal for revising the federal milk marketing order. The USDA's proposal, said to be over 300 pages, and include plans to revert to the old formula for Class 1 fluid milk pricing. They're also said to be offering adjustments to the make allowances, those deductions for manufacturing costs. Well, the USDA released its planted acreage report last week, but not all planting was done at the time of the survey. While corn planting was higher than the trade anticipated, 3 1/3 million acres were left to plant. And as for soybeans, there were still 12.8 million acres that were not seeded at the time of collecting data for the report. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers have the right to repair their own equipment thanks to a series of memorandums of understanding between the American Farm Bureau Federation and major agricultural machinery manufacturers, including John Deere, Case IH, New Holland, Kubota, and AGCO. Learn more at fb.org/right to repair. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.